Good morning. We continue with our study of Mishnayos. We are in Masechta Krisos, Perek Gimel Mishnah Tes. And over Yantif, we had met and discovered that Rabbi Akiva had been asking questions to Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Yeshua in the Itlis of Emom, when Rabbi Gamliel went ahead to get an animal for his son's wedding. So now, Va'od Shalon, Rabbi Akiva came and asked him again, Hashokhei Chamisha Zvachim B'chutz, what happens if a person comes along and shechted five animals that were designated as karbanos outside of the Azara B'Helam Echad? So he performed five different Shchutei Chutz actions, but he did it under one act of not knowing he couldn't do that. So Ma, what's the halacha? Chayv Achas Al Kulam, does he bring only one Korban Chatas? Or maybe he brings a chatas for each and every action that he performed. Some of those, so Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Yeshua answered, "Lo, Shamana, we didn't hear. We never heard such a deal." Right? So Rabbi Yeshua said, "Look, Shamati bochum is avechad bechamisha tamchuyim behelam echad shulchayav kol echad beechad mishum meila." I know that if he was eating from one pot, from five pots, five different karbanos, he would be chayef from Me'ila, each and every pot. I think that there's a kavachomer to be found over there. Some Reb Shimon, and Reb Shimon says, Lo kach shalon Rabbi Akiva, that wasn't what Rabbi Akiva asked him. El ba'ochel no samei chamesh zvachim behelam echad ma'u. He wanted to know if there was leftover carbon in the Beis HaMikdash, and he reached into the five karbanos, and he ate from them after their period in time. So what's the halacha? Chayev achas al kulon, or al achas al kol echad v'echad? Does he bring five karbanos? Does he bring one karban because he just ate nosa? Sam lo shamanu, they said back, we didn't know the answer. Sam Rabbi Yeshua, shamati b'ocha mizav echachat v'chamish et chamchuyim b'helam echad, shu chayev al kol echad v'echad misham ila. Rani shadvan kavachomer. He said, Rabbi Yeshua said, I do know that if you ate from five pots, you'd be chayav for me'ila each and every time. So why? I guess we could say that the same thing should be true for nosar. Some Rabbi Akiva im halacha nekava. Rabbi Akiva said, look, if that's the halacha, if that is the situation, and that, then we'll accept it. Vin ledin. But if you're bringing up this concept of a kavachomer yish tshuva, I can show you that it's not a kavachomer. Some of the, so Rabbi Shua said to Rabbi Akiva, hashef, say, give me the answer. So Rabbi Akiva says, I'll give you the answer. No, he says, Ima matabi me'ila, you can't learn no sir from me'ila, because if you said that Yechaya for each and every pot from me'ila, right, she'asa ba es hamachil ko'ochel, because the pasuk by me'ila says that if I feed kodesh to my friend, I also have to bring an asham me'ilos as though I ate it. Ves mahana kenena, and the one who has gives the benefit is the same as the one who derives the benefit. So you want to do that. Tzira famila, the pasuk goes ahead and attaches the me'ila lizman meruba. In other words, if I'm all half a pruta today and half a pruta tomorrow, it creates a situation of me'ila, I'd bring a carbon to me'ila. But tomer benosa shembo echad mikolelu. It doesn't, the rules of tziruf and the rules of mahana kenana don't apply by the situation of nosar. And so therefore we don't have any proof from there. So Rabbi Akiva added another idea, and he said, Altius Rabbi Eliezer, I asked Rabbi Eliezer a question as well. Right? If I do many melachos on many, many Shabbosos, which is similar to doing one melacha under one helam, what's the halacha? Chayev achas al kulon, or achas al kol achas v'achas? Am I chayev to bring a carbon for each and every action of each and every Shabbos, or do I bring once because I just didn't know the entire time? So Amalei chayev al kol achas v'achas mikavachomer. So Beleza says he'd be chayev on each and every one because there's a kavachomer here. Umayim hanida she'im batotzos harbe bechatos harbe chayev al kol achas v'achas. When we talk about the din by anida, who doesn't have a lot of totsos, right? And what does that mean? There aren't a lot of averos that for which you bring chatos, but you still chayev when you're bo many many nidos under one halam. Shabbos sheish ba totsos harbe v'chatos harbe. When you start talking about Shabbos, Shabbos has a lot of malachos and a lot of that bring to a lot of carbonos. Shabbos should be more chamer than nida. So I said to Rabbi Eliezer, that can't be the case, because in Mamat of Anida, Sheesh, Bashdeh, Asaro, Shumus, or Alanida, Vanida, Musaris, Alav, two people are not allowed to be involved. But you're, only one person can is commanded as far as Shabbos is concerned. Samarli, Habal Akhtanos Yochiach. And the proof should be if a person is Baal Kotanos, right? Nidos Kitanos. They only have one asara, but you're chayav for being bo many many ketanas. Amarti lo, lo in mamata bebar ketanas shafal pishein be'mashav yesh be'melachasman. The chiyav would exist because the girls are going to come to the stage of chiyav. Tomer b'shabashein b'lo ashav lo lachasman. There is nobody who's going to be. There's only one person involved in the iser of Shabbos. So amarli havo alabhim yochiach. He said to me, the animal will prove it, and what did I say? I said, once in the same way I'm asking about Shabbos, I'm also asking about a behemoth. That is to say, if somebody is blowing many behemoths on, if he has bestiality activity with many behemoths, under one misunderstanding that you can't do this, is he chayav for each and every animal or not? So Rabbi Eliezer said, look, in the same way that I didn't accept Rabbi Eliezer's answer about different Shabbosos, I don't have to say, I also don't accept the same thing in regard to different animals as well. Okay, so with that, we close out Rabbi Akiva's challenges, and Bezos Hashem, tomorrow morning, we'll start the fourth parak. Have a terrific day.